Hello everyone, this is your host Deepika and you are on the Magic Within podcast. Thank you for being here. I have been receiving an amazing response on the latest episodes, especially the affirmations one. And I think I should do more of those. It's a feel-good podcast episode, I know that. And everyone can use those affirmations just to elevate their mood anytime. So I get that there is a need for a lot of good affirmations, a lot of good words, kind thoughts, and a warm hug for many of us. Today, I have a reason to come here. So at times when I'm in deep meditation, I try and meditate every day. My meditations are not time bound. I just sit for a while with myself and I open up my eyes whenever I feel like it, whenever I feel that yes, I have done my bit, I have felt the calm taking over, I have felt the healing and I have felt the connection with the universe. I stay in that for a while and soak in all the energies and come back, open my eyes at that moment. Meditation is not only a routine that has brought a lot of difference in my skill sets as a tarot reader, as someone who is intuitive, but it is actually a great tool for me when I am feeling scattered and I just need clarity and I just need answers from within. As we are all connected with the universe, we are a part of the universe, there's no separation, and maybe we are just an extension of the universe, and universe is, you know, feeling and experiencing a lot of things from us, from as a part of us in some or the other way. So maybe we are living in a simulation and we are just collecting data and experiences and so many other emotions that a human can in this body, in this current body, and maybe this all experience is actually going into some larger consciousness and larger intelligence just to create a database of what lies beyond naked eyes and emotions and thoughts and feelings. Definitely lies beyond naked eyes, though we feel all of them but we can't see them, and though they exist, even if they are not tangible, they carry such powerful vibration that they can alter our state of mind, they can alter our state of being, and they can impact our lives every single day. They have been doing that. Our thoughts, our feelings, our dreams, our aspirations, every single thing that is within our mind can be so complex, can be so powerful at times that it just changes us. And I was just reflecting on my own thoughts at some point of time, and this beautiful channeled message came to me. And when I say channeled message, I feel that somewhere I just connect to some intelligence of the global consciousness at some level of my meditation, and I just get so much of information. It feels like I get a lot of answers to my questions that I have been pursuing. Okay, so I hope you're here, and let me share what I received as beautiful information, and I feel that it will make a lot of sense for both of us, for all of us, whoever is here. So in my meditation, I saw something that is common for everyone, every living being, especially humans. And I visualized, I actually saw this vision of us being or reciprocating how a plant works. Like a plant gets all its nourishment and all its energy from sunlight, from air, from the temperature it is growing in, the unseen things around it, but they are still there and it nourishes the plant day in, day out. Similarly, our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, our beliefs, our connection with the universe, our connection with the higher self, our connection with God, it nourishes us in one or the other way, day in, day out. And it is similar with every person alive. Then I also saw, just like these unseen influences hold us together in our life and make us grow in some other way, the roots of the plants are being denoted as our career, the things that are really important to us, the things or the people that really matter to us. They act like a root in our lives. They ground us, they give us stability, they give us security, they make us stand tall, they make us stand and take up all the, you know, the storms in our lives. So the roots are as important as the external factors. So we are not only we are being nourished by everyone in our lives, we are supported by everyone in our lives, but we are invisibly being nourished by the external environment just like a plant does. And the fruits and the flowers that are blooming on a plant are what we make out of our life. The small wins, the small dreams that we achieve, the small personality traits that we develop that are dear to us, that make us unique, those are the fruits of the our labor. Those are the fruits that are here to make us just add the sparkle to our life. And then I what I received as information is that the more we are connected to the external, the more we are connected, the more we nourish ourselves with the external, with the unknown, with the connection to the universe, with the connection to our emotions. We clear our emotions, we clear our feelings, we choose our thoughts. The best of nourishment we get from the external will eventually fill us up with the positivity, and all that positivity, all that nourishment, and the beautiful outcome and the beautiful growth that we are seeing will be transferred to the roots. So once we are so connected to the universe and we are someone who are mindful of our thoughts, and we can really choose the best thoughts that are actually nourishing rather than depleting, we can actually spread that energy, spread that nourishment to our career, our relationships, our friends, our other important things in our lives, like our assets, our finances, our stability, our education. So everything that we are in our thoughts, the everything that we work on the external, that we work on the unseen part of us, that is our, you know, through meditation, through journaling, through just being mindful, through working on our own self, when we do that, the nourishment is not only coming to us, it is going to reflect on the important things in our lives. And not only we are going to bloom, but the other things in our life are going to reach their best self. You know, you'll see that your relationships are getting better, they are getting mended, you are seeing a raise in your career, a growth in your career, you are seeing better finances. So not only you open yourself up to a better calm mind, body and soul, but everything just goes and reflects onto other areas of our life, and it just makes so much of sense. So if you feel that you're a certain part of your life is not showing your its fullest potential in some or the other way, maybe it can be a relationship, it can be a relationship with your parents, it can be your relationship with your better half, or it can be your career, your business, your finances, your education, your body, anything. You need to start working on the unseen, because your unseen is going to nourish you from the outward, your own minds, you know, your own body. It will affect your body, your physical self first, and then it will start radiating its glory, its beauty, its beautiful energetic vibrations, its nourishment to the other areas of your life. So if you're feeling your best, if you're feeling your you know, like your highest version, if you're feeling that, you know, you are at calm, at peace, at clarity, you know, you are content, you're satisfied, you're well nourished, you're well, you know, your growth is going so well, eventually all of that is gonna get reflected to the other areas of your life. And that's how you fix things. That's how you fix the things that are not working. It is not, there's no direct way to fix things. It has to start from you. It has to start from your thoughts. It has to start from the connection you have with the universe. You just can't go directly to the person, to the career, and start fixing it without fixing yourself first. So what I received is that it all starts from you. Like, it all starts from the external, and the nourishment and the chlorophyll starts working on the surface of the leaf in plants, and then the food is made and is spread everywhere. Like, I mean, I'm not getting into technicalities. I know there can be some the information may not be correct, but I think you get the gist. What I'm telling you here is that it has to start from you, and then it has to radiate everything. Then the flow is going to be... flow goes directly to the other areas of your life, and you just nourish everything else in your life with the beautiful vibrations that you become. What you become is going to reflect on everything around you, everything that matters, everything that you want to achieve. And anytime you see that one thing or the other thing is not working perfectly, is not what you really want out of your life, it is just a reflection of how your physical body, your physical mind, and your soul is being. You know, you are not nourished by the universe. Maybe the connection is not good with the universe. I won't say you're not nourished by the universe, because universe wants to help us and nourish us all the time, but the connection is not fulfilled. The connection is not strong enough. You are not mindfully picking the thoughts and the emotions that you need to vibrate at the best energy and the best vibrations you should be. You are not, you know, aligned with your higher self. You're not aligned with God. So if you want to improve every other area of your life, it is only this one flow. It starts from you. It starts from you all the time, without change, without fail. And that's the only way you go further from here. I hope this helps. And thank you for listening to me. Thank you.